it's time for the weekly tarot star,
it
Sharina.
It certainly is.
And okay. We're going to kick off with Aries.
Yes, okay, Aries. Okay, the card of the world is a card of redemption and reward, and also the rewards can come in many forms, promotion, new career, travel.
And next along is Taurus.
Taurus. The card is justice, which is all about like, well, basically if you get that card, you've got to watch getting parking fines or speeding or whatever. It does look like there's a brand new cycle to begin.
Yeah.
And yeah, the new cycle to begin. And it's like you're sort of also doing a lot of judging yourself there. So decision time.
And next along is Gemini.
Okay, Gemini has got the card of the star, and the card of the star is a wish coming true, and that should be coming true before Christmas. You've also seemed to be having a more optimistic future and lots of fresh hope.
And next along is Cancer.
The card of the chariot. The card of the chariot is all about winning. It's like you've got two directions to take and be careful, pick the right direction, the right turn, and you could find yourself the winner.
Okay, and Leo's next.
The card of the lovers asks you very much to make a difficult decision. You could have some simmering tensions, some overindulging in romantic feelings, or a little bit of impatience. Mm. This should really surpass. And make that decision as soon as you can.
Okay, what's happening for Virgo?
Judgment is around in your work or in your life, and it's really a time that you're taking many walks down memory lanes, thinking, should I have done this? Should I do that? What directions do I take? All of this is really causing perhaps some exhaustion. Mm. Lots of people are heavily in demand with you.
Okay, and what do the cards say for lovely Libra, Sharina?
Leo, Libra's got the card of the sun, which is shining on your whole life, and it's giving lots of socialising and lots of wonderful time spent with people that you care about. The sun shines on your whole life.
And next along is Scorpio.
Okay, Scorpio. Scorpio's got the Two of Pentacles, and the Two of Pentacles is all about harmony and change. It's a season coming up of possibilities that are opening up for you right now. Don't resist change, because if you fail to see the opportunities or you sit on the fence, you won't see any growth.
And next up is Sagittarius.
The Ace of Cups is offerings for you, and you're being invited to really reach out and grasp it. This is representing a symbol of tremendous emotional fulfillment, and you're going to really reach out and partake of this offering. It's going to really depend on, you know, how thirsty you really are to be refreshed with all of these gifts.
And Capricorn's next.
The Five of Swords, which is a card that, you know, it might seem gloomy, that card at first, but it's all about you're sort of got to really look at situations, and they need to be solved, and there's a lot of that going on this week. It's like emotions are running riot and could come to a head. You need to sort of not push things under the carpet.
Okay, next along is Aquarius.
Okay, and we have the card of the devil. The card of the devil often comes in your life when there's a challenge being made. The challenge could come through other people. So you must stay strong enough to really withstand the opposing forces representing the influence of these people. And really don't get involved in any get-rich-quick schemes or see people for what they are.
And last but not least, Sharina, is Pisces.
The card of the Hierophant, and this can represent marriages, or it's also a lot of wisdom coming your way with someone that's really giving you a really sound advice that could influence you in your present perspective. It's suggesting that there's been a lot of change taking place, and you're looking at the future and not quite sure where it's going, and this is, seems to be decisions being made. SharinaStar.com is the where you can go to find out about personal readings and club shows. SharinaStar Facebook. Don't forget to go and like the page where there's a posting there about the free readings in the Take 5 magazine with me, and you get paid $50 as well. So go and check it out.